CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says tonight's initial waves of strikes on Iran's capital and nuclear sites are very successful.
We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that Israel will suffer severe consequences. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports on Secretary of State Marco Rubio's statement.
Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense. President Trump and the administration have taken all necessary steps to protect our forces and remain in close contact with our regional partners.
Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie is former head of U.S. Central Command and a current CBS News contributor. He assesses Iran's status.
They're at the weakest they've been in many, many years. When pressed, the Iranians are willing to negotiate. They did this during the Iran-Iraq War. It's called drinking from the poison chalice in Iranian statecraft. They've done it before. It's possible they'll do it again. I think it all depends on the nature of this attack, how successful it was.
Indian Prime Minister Modi is at a plane crash site in Ahmedabad. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports a Boeing 787 Dreamliner went down just after takeoff with more than 240 people on board.
According to the airline, everyone on board was killed except for one man who somehow escaped. His family is waiting for him in London, among them his cousin, AJ Balji.
The world is upset about this. Everyone is upset.
The plane crashed into a building housing medical students.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops and more than 2,000 state police. Abbott says they'll help manage protests against immigration raids. Kelsey Alonzo was protesting in San Antonio.
It's heartbreaking. I'm at the point where I don't even want to eat because whoever's all my people who are getting picked up, and it's sickening.
Meanwhile, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has just temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to the state of California. California and 10 other states are suing the federal government for revoking waivers to create higher emission standards.
Using these waivers, California was planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. But Congress voted to revoke the waivers, and the president signed the resolution just ahead of the suit being filed.
That's CBS's Tracy Wolf, our climate reporter, reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
If you're floating off the Carolina coast, you might need a bigger boat.
Global nonprofit OSearch reports picking up a signal from the dorsal fin of the biggest great white shark researchers have ever recorded off Pamlico Sound in North Carolina. They say 30-year-old-ish contender, who measures 14 feet and weighs more than 1,600 pounds, is likely making a stopover for food to build his energy reserves for the 1,000 or so summer migration to the northeastern U.S. or Atlantic Canada. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At age 92, Willie Nelson is getting back on the road again with Bob Dylan and the Outlaw Music Festival. Asked if he'd like to see a movie about his life like Dylan got with A Complete Unknown, Nelson said, "I'm not through with it yet." Nelson released his 77th studio album in April and says he's already working on his 78th. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. by meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a light north breeze in the overnight, and morning low temperatures will start in the upper 50s. On Friday, partly sunny skies, shower chances picking up, especially in the afternoon. We top out in the upper 60s, light east winds. It's 60 at our studios.
Side. Oh. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
California, California, dreaming. I'm such a
telephoning her at least 10 times a day.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
time turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. About plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the night time. Forget the day. They will up upside down. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Now.
WRJN.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever or near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me. There's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell. And you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your mind?
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. And maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
crowded avenues. Do anything we like to do.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's National Security Council will meet in the Situation Room at 11 Eastern Time to consider Israel's attacks on Iran's capital and nuclear sites. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defren says the threat of Iran building nuclear bombs is imminent.
This morning, the IDF began preemptive and precise strikes targeting the Iranian nuclear program in order to prevent the Iranian regime's ability to build a nuclear bomb in the immediate time frame.
Black smoke could be seen rising into the air from Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility, but CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us it's going to take repeated attacks.
This is going to be